This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
50% of Hillary Clinton's voters say their vote is in support of Hillary Clinton more so than it is against Donald Trump. But look at Trump voters. 51% say their vote is against Hillary Clinton, as opposed to 41% who say it is for the Republican
nominee.
We're
going to get to the state polls in 1 second, but Willie, my gosh, I know you hear the same thing that I do. Lifelong Republicans will say in one breath, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. And then I said, so you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? I'm going to vote for Trump.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. I hear it over and over again. People who do not want to vote for him, but will not, under any circumstances, vote for Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary Clinton has the same problem. She's not as bad as Trump on that number, but 44% of the people support her are voting against Donald Trump. We're not seeing a ton of affirmative voting in this election. You have a lot of people who find the other person unacceptable, and that's why they're voting. They're going out and voting negatively. It's interesting, too, on the two issue things, which is that the Clinton campaign has been driving temperament as the criticism of Donald Trump. That's been their thesis,
right,
is that he's unfit to be president, and it looks like that's registering. It's the number one complaint people have about Trump. The Trump campaign has been driving for a couple of weeks now deplorables as the argument against Hillary Clinton, and that hasn't stuck
it
as much.
Stay.
That's down at 9%. So,
but yet, Donald Trump in the polling, I mean, rather interesting what is coming up here. It's, you know, he continues to trend in a very positive direction. He's hit his highest chance of winning the 2016 election. This, according to 538's Nate Silver, on, you know, this morning, Silver's polls plus projection gave the GOP nominee a 44.5% chance of winning the presidency over rival Hillary Clinton, his best chances of victory for the entire 2016 campaign. Yeah, I remember when it was down in the 20s, you're going, well, this guy's not going to make it. The Republicans were going nuts and, you know, trying to, you know, see if they could draft Mitt Romney, anybody with some breath that they could possibly throw up there, because they were just in absolute panic. I guess they forgot that, you know, like all election cycles, it goes through the process. Silver's latest projections now show the Republican nominee, as I say, 42.4% chance at winning in November, nearly a 28-point increase from a month ago for Trump. I mean, this huge swing. I mean, what's going on now? Some will say yes, because of you know, maybe with Hillary's you know, situation that happened with her health, the obvious health issue that contributed to it. I think the other deal is that you got, you know, the fact of the matter is that her message is, one pundit said she has no message, but that her message is being drowned out by, yes, health issues. Also, the ongoing scandals of what has been going on with her emails and her, you know, it's like we hear Bernie Sanders' voice echoing in the background, enough with these damn emails. Well, you know, enough with all these scandals and cheating and obfuscation too, but you know, we're not going to find out. You know, we just have to, at this point, the FBI has said, we're going to let it be handled in the court of public opinion. You know, we don't want to get mired in a multi-million dollar deal. It's just going to be a mess. So we'll just let the public decide for themselves, really. I mean, it's jump ball time, you know, so over this whole thing. Thank you very much, James Comey, you know, for helping us out here. But, hey, that's what we deal with. And meanwhile, you know, she's getting brutalized on this stuff. And, you know, here it is. We've got the first debate coming up on Monday. They're talking record numbers, over 100 million people. You know, Scott, I told you we should have done pay-per-view. I mean, we could have probably chipped away at the deficit here just a little bit. You know, imagine what it would do for our GDP. You know, the president might get over 2% if he's lucky. He's probably, oh, doggone it, lost opportunity here. But he's doing what he can, you know, fighting for his legacy and just pouring out every bit of the last ounce of charm that he's got left on the campaign trail. So, hey, it's all good fun and games, and we'll continue to report, and you decide. Why not? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, just excellent to have you around with us as we continue to fight the good fight. No matter where it leads us, we're going to pursue the truth because we're going to make a choice and decisions. Let's do it based on the facts, huh? Why not? What a novel concept here in America today. I think we've had enough experience in making decisions based on lies and all this other obfuscation and things that, you know, you find out afterwards. You go, oh, man, if I'd had all the facts, what kind of choices would we be making? People are asking, you know, why do I need God? And you got to imagine, particularly, you know, legends in Hollywood. We're talking legends like Gary Cooper and Lana Turner and Bob Hope. You know, why would they need God? You know, they got it all. Glamour, wealth, fame. Well, you know, they found out they needed God, you know, for everything. And Mary Claire Kendall, in her book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends, tells the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12. It's a must-read page-turner. It's excellent. You will really enjoy it. Really neat stories there of Hollywood's elite. And, you know, they have to come to that point and you go, wow, you know, it's kind of like that Peggy Lee song. Is that all there is? You know, with all that they had, and they realized, you know, life wasn't all that fulfilling. After all, you know, after all the fame and the glamour and everything, something was missing. There was a hole in their heart that could only be filled by a loving God. And, you know, just some neat conversion stories really warm your heart and encourage you as well. And it'll make a great present. It'll be one that I'm telling you, you will want to put in the hands of your friends and family members. And it's available on Amazon. Mary Claire Kendall's book, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Okay, as always, good to have you along with us here. Let me, I've got, as we wait for our next guest to come on, which is, you know, an interesting guest, because he had quite a TED Talk that went absolutely viral, on innocence and, a neat deal here. So, but we'll be talking to him in just a moment. You know, another thing that came up, you know, regarding Hillary Clinton that's blocking her message here, I don't know if you saw this, was that, Hillary gave State Department appointments to 194 donors. I mean, again, this is smoke. This is the pay-for-play kind of stuff that's been happening in our government. And you've got to know that this is kind of the operative du jour on the Beltway here, okay? And it says that Hillary Clinton placed dozens of her donors on State Department advisory boards between 2009 and 2012. And this is according to federal records, okay? Thank God that didn't get bleach-bitted out. We know that. Now, the former Secretary of State's agency appointed 194 donors who had given either to her family's foundation, her political campaigns, or both, or affiliated with groups that had. Interesting, huh? So we'll see what happens. So it's no wonder that her message is getting drowned out by all this deception. Well, as I mentioned to you, you have the right to remain innocent. Is the title of this next conversation with James Dunn. He's the law professor who became a viral sensation when his lecture, Don't Talk to Police, was posted on YouTube. James Dunn, James Dwayne, I'm sorry, I said Dunn, forgive me. James Dwayne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
Hey, what prompted? What was your motivation here? You have the right to remain innocent.
I wanted to get the word out. I wanted to make sure. The book was written primarily for two audiences, for anybody who might ever be a criminal suspect or anybody who ever might be in a jury. I wanted to make sure, which obviously includes everybody, because even if you've done nothing wrong, you have no way to know whether someday the police might acquire some circumstantial evidence that might persuade them that you were guilty or involved in a crime that you didn't commit. Maybe it was a confused or a mistaken eyewitness, and they come and talk to you about it or want to talk to you about it.
Right.
I want to make sure the people in that position understand that the Fifth Amendment is just as precious for the innocent as it is for the guilty, as the Supreme Court has often said.
Mm-hmm.
Because the average man on the street doesn't understand that, as you
exactly.
know. The average guy in the street, when he reads in the paper that Lois Lerner or some other government official or some low-life criminal has taken the Fifth, our natural impulse is to think, okay, I guess he must be guilty. When the reality is exactly the opposite. Every experienced individual, whether a defense attorney or a prosecutor or a police officer, who understands it, who has vivid experience with how the criminal justice system works, understands that there are many reasons why innocent people might choose not to answer questions for the police, just as much as the guilty,
mm-hmm.
and why the invocation of the Fifth Amendment, therefore, is not, in fact, any reliable indication of anything.
Exactly. Well, when you say that innocent people, there's a good reason why they shouldn't, and in your book, you talk about, first of all, you say nothing. You don't talk to police. You got to get a lawyer to protect yourself because you don't know how you're incriminating yourself. You just use the wrong word, and the next thing you know, your case has gotten more difficult, right?
Exactly right, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, to be slightly more precise, I wouldn't say that you have to get a lawyer, but mm-hmm. you do have to make an unambiguous demand for a lawyer. You know, a lot of cynics and critics of my book or of my work online and various blogs have mistakenly insinuated that, oh, of course he advises that you get a lawyer because he's just trying
to... He is a lawyer.
He's trying to drum up business for himself right. and people like him, and that's just not true.
Right.
I don't do any... Right now, the only criminal defense work I do is court-appointed work anyway, so I'm not looking to make work for myself. The reality is, if a police officer or some other government agent says, I want to ask you a couple of questions, you need to tell them, no, I won't answer any questions without a lawyer. You need to get me a lawyer. I want a lawyer here. If you can't afford one, one has to be provided to you. But if you ask for a lawyer... you're not going to get one. The police aren't going to bother to arrange to bring a lawyer down there to sit there because they know from years of experience that any lawyer worth his salt, any lawyer in town that they might call down is going to tell them, no, why'd you call me in the middle of the night? You know what happens next. I'm going to tell the client not to answer your question. So let's
exactly.
go back to bed.
Right.
So it's just not true that I'm actually trying to do anything that's going to actually increase the volume of business for criminal defense attorneys. In fact, quite the opposite. If everybody in the country gets this book and reads this book, there's going to be less work for criminal defense attorneys because there are going to be fewer innocent people giving the police information that can then be used to potentially implicate them or incriminate them for a crime they didn't commit.
Now, unfold this a little bit more. We started this out by saying, just because you want to stand on your Fifth doesn't, it really is not an indicator that you are guilty. People would want to suggest that in the court of public opinion, but there's reason why people shouldn't say anything.
Oh, yes, many reasons. The book gives you about at least a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
The book explains all the different ways in which a voluntary encounter with the police by someone who foolishly waives his right to remain silent could later turn out to be the biggest mistake of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And tragically, some of these people literally spend the rest of their life in a jail cell, looking back on that day with the most unspeakable regret and wishing to their dying day that they hadn't agreed to talk to the police because it ended up giving them information that was used to help convict them of a crime they didn't commit. And I document this in the book with real-world case studies,
mm-hmm.
including Glenn Ford, for example, a black man who was convicted of a murder that he didn't commit. He was sentenced to death down in New Orleans, Louisiana. And spent 30 years on death row before it was revealed just last year that he actually did not commit the crime. And the police had no evidence against this guy except information, truthful information, that he had voluntarily agreed to give to them. The average guy on the street finds that very hard to imagine. How could an innocent person get himself in trouble by telling the police the truth?
Exactly.
But it happens more often than you'd be likely to see.
And I think we need, and I want to unpack that a little bit more if we can. We come back, James, after the break. Because this is a big issue today. This is what we're hearing, coming out of, you might say, the protesters. I want to say Black Lives Matter, but, part of their point and standing is that, our justice system is unjust and people are putting in jail that, you know, really are not guilty. And maybe you have something here to offer to, you know, broaden the conversation and enlighten us. James DeWayne is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, America. 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome aboard. It's Bill Martinez live at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with James Dunn and his book, You Have the Right to Remain Innocent. The book includes shocking examples, and I mean, they are shocking. We hear anecdotal information from time to time, but it is amazing when you read it in black and white and you're seeing these stories firsthand of innocent men and women being thrown in jail for crimes they did not commit because they tried to help police. I mean, we want to be helpful, and sometimes, you know, in being helpful, we put ourselves in position of liability, and this was the motivation for James to write this book, you know, for We the People. This book pulls back the curtain on our current Supreme Court's interpretation of the Fifth Amendment and includes appellate rulings that reinforce the idea that the right to remain silent is being actively undermined, isn't it, James?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, so let's talk more. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're guilty, but if you're innocent and all of a sudden now you've got to go through the process, and because you said the wrong thing because you wanted to be helpful, you know, with the police, and you said the wrong thing, you got yourself backed into a corner, because once it's documented, then, all that information is, you're being Mirandized, and they say, anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. They're not kidding, are they?
Oh, yeah, that's literally true. And I'm not the first one to make this point. Almost 50 years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States stated that even truthful answers by an innocent witness could somehow get you potentially implicated in ambiguous circumstances or land you in the middle of what looks terribly suspicious because of unfortunate coincidences that seem to suggest you actually did something when, in fact, you didn't. The book simply explains in vivid detail, in case after case, how it is that the Supreme Court was right about that and how there are so many different ways in which innocent people can get themselves into trouble by giving the police information, even if the information is perfectly accurate.
Do we have any quantitative information as to how many people are, you know, are incarcerated based on the wrong things they said?
Oh, we'll never know for sure. We'll never know for sure because the problem is nobody knows exactly how many innocent people have been unjustly convicted. We know that the number is far, far too great. The Innocence Project, which is headed by my college classmate, Madeline DeLong, mm-hmm. Has already obtained the release and the exoneration of over 340 men and women who were convicted of crimes they hadn't committed. And of that number, more than a dozen of them, more than, I think, 20 of them, in fact, served some time on death row. And the book gives examples of one of them, by the way, an innocent man who was on death row for 30 years in Louisiana before it was revealed that he was innocent. But the problem is that these people are just the tip of the iceberg because, mm-hmm. practically speaking, if your client is mistakenly convicted of a crime he didn't commit, his chances of ever being able to get out of prison are really quite slim, unless, luckily for him, maybe he was convicted of a sex offense, because sex offenses are the ones that are most likely to have left behind at the scene biological evidence that could be subjected mm-hmm. to DNA testing.
Right.
But we know from this evidence that far too many convicted people are convicted on the basis of mistaken eyewitness identification or false confessions or statements that they gave to the police that were then used to try to implicate them in the crime. And those risks are no less likely or common just because your client is accused of a crime like murder where there is no DNA evidence that could be subjected to that kind of chemical testing. So the reality is far too many people are going to prison. And that's the whole point behind the book. The impetus behind the book is to try to do what I can to see to it that mm-hmm. nobody else will ever go to prison again for a crime they didn't commit because they were tricked into waiving their right to remain silent.
Right, exactly. Well, you say in your book that the legal system permits, even encourages the police to lie, deceive, and do whatever it takes to get you to waive your right to remain silent.
Exactly, that's right. I think that most of your listeners, when they read the book, are likely to find that's the most astonishing part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be amazed at the extent to which police officers will lie to you about just about everything, every aspect of the investigation, if that's what they think they need to do to trick you into giving up your right to remain silent and talking to them and giving them what you know about this crime that may have been committed by somebody else. And it's sort of shocking, too, because police officers know how the system works. They know that most of us were taught by our parents at the age of five that, Johnny, the cops are your friends. Mm-hmm. You can trust the police. And that really is true, and it's great advice to give your kids, too. If your kids are ever lost at the mall or in need of some kind of help from the police, these people are heroes because of the way they're there for our benefit and for our protection when we need them. Mm-hmm. And so too many people make the horrible mistake of thinking that when the cops come to you as an adult or as a young adult, and they want to interrogate you and ask you a couple of questions, and they make it sound like it's all quite innocuous and harmless fun. Most of us too often think, oh, well, all right, I'll be happy to cooperate with him. He's on my side. He wouldn't lie to me. The reality, as you'll see from the book, is exactly the opposite. The police are trained at the academy and constantly encouraged by the courts to lie to you about anything, if that's what it takes to get you to talk to them.
Exactly.
They'll lie to you about the strength of the case against you. Sometimes they'll exaggerate the strength of the case against you. They'll say there's five witnesses who say that you were there, and the other one's down the hall right now, and you just signed a confession saying that you're the one who did it. And it's all lies, and they know that it's a lie. But they know that how this works sometimes to get people to break down and say, he said, I did it. All right, I'll tell you what really happened. And there you go. Now they've tricked you into talking by lying to you about whether the other guy down the hall is talking when, in fact, he really isn't even in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll go the other extreme. They'll minimize the case against you, and they'll say, we know you weren't involved in this, Johnny. We know you weren't the shooter. We know it was the other kids. We don't plan to prosecute you. We're going to use you as part of our team. Yeah, you're on our side. You're going to be a witness against the other.
We're with the good guys.
You're one of the good guys. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to give you immunity. We're not going to use your statements against you. This will be off the record. And incredibly, incredibly, American courts are constantly allowing these kinds of deceptions to be used to trick people into giving statements, not necessarily confessions, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just talking about confessions. Sometimes a lot of these cases involve people who simply are tricked into admitting, well, I didn't do anything at all. I didn't commit the crime. But yes, you're right. I was there, and I know the kid who committed the crime. And, yeah, I know the kid who got shot, too, because he's not a friend of mine. I don't like him either.
Mm-hmm.
And this fool has just then given the police motive and opportunity by setting himself at the scene of the crime. Doesn't admit that he actually committed the crime, but he admits that he was there.
Mm-hmm.
The book gives an example of one young man out in California who was tricked by this kind of deception
mm-hmm.
into putting himself at the scene of the crime, and then was sentenced to prison for 45 years. After the police basically told him that they didn't plan to prosecute him at all.
Yeah, so much for that. Well, James, you know, I've heard anecdotally, you know, stories as well where, I mean, let's face it, you get people that find themselves in a situation, they're not intellectual giants, and they're hotboxed by these officers who are well-trained. I mean, you know, it's an unfair fight. I mean, you're talking, you know, 10-degree black belts with somebody that barely knows how to get their gi on, right? And they turn them inside out, and, you know, after a while, I mean, they just kind of think, well, maybe they are right. Maybe I did break the law. Maybe I was there. I mean, they get so confused and twisted, that they end up indicting themselves and almost lying to the police to kind of go along with the pressure that they put on these guys.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly right. And mind you, by the way, sometimes the suspect doesn't even make an outright confession. Sometimes after hours and hours of unrelenting interrogation from police officers who say that we know you did it, we've got witnesses who say that you were there. One extraordinary case out of New Jersey was a young man named Marty Tankliff
mm-hmm.
who lived alone. He was a teenager, lived alone with his two parents. And one night, in the middle of the night, his parents were brutally murdered. Viciously assaulted, and his father was still alive at the time the police got there, and they thought the kid might have been involved. Turns out he wasn't involved, but they tricked him into getting himself in a whole lot of trouble because they separated him, took the father to the hospital, and after the father was already deceased, the police lied to this young man and said, oh, we just got a call from the hospital, and your father says you did it.
Oh, wow.
Which is a total lie. And the kid, who actually was innocent, remember, he had just been through what was the most stressful night of his life.
Can you imagine?
Unimaginable. And now he's being told by the cop in the middle of the night, after hours of interrogation, that your father just told us over the phone that you did it. And this poor kid, all he said out loud was, oh, my God, could I have done that? He asked himself aloud, and there you go. Now that's all we need, because any ordinary prosecutor will have no trouble persuading an ordinary jury that nobody but a guilty man could have even wondered about such a thing. But that's just not true.
Unbelievable. James Duane, I should say, a professor at Regent Law School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. James, the book available at all the usual places, correct?
Yes, it's on Amazon. That's the best place to get it.
There it is, and we'll be linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. You have the right to remain innocent. James Duane on Bill Martinez Live. James, thank you so much.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million-plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others, like multiple myeloma, are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, it is without a doubt, as best we can tell you. And, of course, we're all in to make that happen, okay? And I thank you for being on the team with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Troy Lawrence is with us. He's a earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation, the Great Flood, and more. And he acknowledges that many who reject the Christian faith do so because their understanding of how the world came into being, evolution and old earth teachings, does not reconcile with the Bible. Dr. Troy Lawrence, good to have you back. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you know, this is an ongoing discussion, you know, evolution versus creation, a war for truth, right?
It certainly is. And the reason it's ongoing is because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities, rulers of wickedness in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And the Bible, God recorded that in the end times, man would turn away from the truth and accumulate teachers. This is in 2 Timothy 4:3.
Right.
And accumulate teachers that will tickle their ears, and they will no longer hear the truth. They will turn towards a myth. One of the myths, my contention is, besides pluralism, in other words, universal salvation, in other words, there's any road you want to take to salvation, the other myth is that of evolution.
Well, anything that reduces the significance of God and gives people, you know, a foothold and some latitude, that has been the case from day one. You know, if God's out of the picture, I can do as I darn well please, right?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because in sports, if you do not know your opponent's tactics, you don't stand a good chance of victory.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing deals with this war on truth. If we know Satan's tactics, his MO, we stand a better chance to combat his schemes through the word. Well, one of Satan's tactics, actually the tactic that Satan uses, before he tempts, and he tempted Adam and Eve the same way, in the same like manner as he tempted Jesus, the three aspects of temptation, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, before he tempted both of them at different times, he first said to Eve, indeed has God said, and
did
then
God
went
say.
On to tempt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an attempt to separate the tempter from the word of God. And with Jesus, after the Father had just said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased, in Jesus' coronation of being the high priest of his baptism, Satan said, if you are the Son of God, then went on the tempt. So that's his M.O., is to separate from the word of God, conquer, divide and conquer, and there's no better place to start than in the beginning.
Yes,
you
exactly.
get people away from the Genesis creation account and have them interpret the Bible through the lens of atheists who hate God and what they say happened in the beginning. Well, then that Christian or that believer, they're less likely to continue on reading feverishly because, well, it's just a good book. I love God, I believe in God, but I won't adhere to his word because science will really, the opinions of scientists have told us that the Bible is wrong. And so they're less likely to read, so that renders them weak in this warfare on truth, almost defenseless, and they're less likely to share because who wants to go up to an atheist and say, believe in my all-powerful God, though he wrote errors in the Genesis creation account. So it renders them catatonic.
Yes.
So this war on truth starts with in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, and did God really say? Do we take God for his word? And, of course, if you're not up to speed, you know, well said, you know, Dr. Lawrence here, is that if you're not aware and educated, then you can get twisted up into a pretzel real quick. And you think, okay, maybe God didn't say.
Well, that's correct. So what's going on is we're having, when someone says science has proven, when you go that route and follow what that article suggests, it really does come down to an opinion. And I'll give you a case in point. So like if someone says, hey, starlights are billions of light years away, therefore the universe is at least billions of years old. Now, there's a problem on many fronts. One, in physics, a light year is not a measurement of time. Mm-hmm. It is a measurement of distance. Two, if you ask an atheist or theistic evolutionist, how do they explain a universe that's potentially 100 billion light years across in only 16 billion years? Well, if they're a student studied, this is what they should say.
Hmm.
Dr. Alan Guth, a physicist, postulated the theory of universal inflation. Universal inflation states that at the time of the Big Bang, the creationists call this the Big Expansion, the second day of creation.
Hmm.
When the universe expanded, it expanded faster than the speed of light, according to Dr. Alan Guth's hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
But the duration of this universal inflation lasted such a brief moment of time, they call it a Planck time. And the duration of a Planck time is a billionth of a billionth of a millionth of 1 second. So that's a leap of faith. There's no way to prove that.
Right.
We know the universe is expanding by the redshift Doppler effect of starlight, but that doesn't tell you the size before the expansion. We know there was a violent expansion by the remnant cosmic radiation left over that we can see, but that doesn't tell you the volume of the universe before the expansion. So how does a Christian, or I should say a creationist, answer a universe that's 100 billion light years across in only, let's say, 6,000 years, according to the genealogies given to us? Well, you would use Dr. Alan Guth's hypothesis, universal inflation. But in the duration of this universe expanding faster than the speed of light was not a Planck time, but let's say hours. And so that's how you would answer that. And physicists have altered the speed of light. They have accelerated the speed of light by 300 times its current, what was thought of, constant value. And they've slowed the speed of light to a bicycle ride what was once thought a constant speed value. So if mankind can alter the speed of light, who was made in God's image, how much more can God do that? So there's simple answers, and that's the reality.
Simple answers. And I'm sitting here taking notes as best as I can, and I'm thinking our audience is here is going, wow. I mean, but, you know, again, all this to point, Dr. Lawrence, that we have so much to understand, and this is what the enemy does, that the enemy can twist things around. It reinterprets. It comes in as a fallacy of truth, a semblance of truth, but yet it is not the whole truth. And it's no wonder that we can get tripped up rather easily on this whole issue and, you know, end up falling victim and questioning whether or not God really did say.
That's absolutely right. And here's an example of just a subtle, cunning twisting. And by the way, that is the verbiage used to describe what Satan did in Genesis 3 to tempt Eve. But let's go to genetics. Genetics is a fascinating field. And by the way, this is not an argument of science versus the Bible or science versus a God. That is completely contrary. The reality is that we should go straight to science, increase in science, increase in knowledge, and because it's science and the Bible versus the opinions of evolutionary scientists. Your audience needs to have this point that it's science and the opinions of evolutionary scientists are not synonyms, though that's how it's spoken. But let me get to this twisting in the genetic realm. So we've all heard it said that humans share 99% similar DNA to chimps. So therefore, we both came from a common ancestor 3 million years ago or so, right? Mm. We've all heard
right.
this, correct?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. This is what's going on. When there was dissimilarity between the two DNAs, the chimps and the humans, when there was a dissimilarity...
Dr. Lawrence, you know what? We're going to run out of time here, and I want to give you space. I want to make sure our audience stays with us on this. So I'm going to give you a little bit more time on the other side as we come back and join the conversation here with Dr. Troy Lawrence. This is Bill Martinez at just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, sometimes it may appear that way. You know, you don't even know you're lost, right? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back here as we continue on with our discussion on a war for truth, evolution versus creation. Dr. Troy Lawrence is with us, who's currently tackling evolution versus creationism and holds that evolutionists do not really seek actual truth. He says they just want the Genesis creation account to be wrong and that we are in a spiritual battle for truth. You need to understand that. Dr. Lawrence, I want you to pick up where we left off regarding, you know, the scenario of people saying, well, if our DNA is, 99% is similar to that of apes, then we must come, be associated in some way, right?
Correct. So here's what we've discovered, and it takes modern scientists time to catch up to the claims thrown out by evolutionists. But the prevailing notion is, yes, 99%. But here's the reality. The reality is when they compared chimp DNA to human DNA, when it diverged and it was dissimilar, they threw that DNA out and called it junk and said it was non-functional scripted information. And therefore keeping the similarity at 99%. But what other scientists in the genetic that are geneticists have figured out is that that's a lie or being deceitful or just misinformation, because there is no junk DNA. They're finding that what was called junk DNA has function. Mm-hmm. And so when they put back in the junk DNA and realize that it's actually
The alleged junk DNA,
and they realize it's actually functional DNA, well, then we only have around 50% similarity with the chimpanzees. But that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the ruse. Because look at it from biological and genetic point of view. God is efficient with his creation. We do the same thing. If we're writing a computer code and we want to have a similar code in another program, we're going to just copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, life. When a living creature has a fingernail, it's going to have the same protein in every one of those creatures that have a fingernail. When a creature has a tooth, it's going to have the same protein to form the enamel for all those creatures.
Right.
When a creature has blood, or ligaments or tendons, all those creatures will share the same protein, which is a copy and paste of the DNA to form that protein.
Makes sense.
So
right.
Our God is an efficient God, and we see this in the economy of words written in his Bible. So not only do we have similar DNA to a chimp of 50%, not 99, that's a lie, but we also have similar DNA to a sea squirt in the ocean, to a banana, to whatever creature you want to list. If they have the same proteins that make up the same matrix for their components, for their tissue.
Yes.
So that's where the similarities in the DNA come to, but it's not 99%. That's a lie.
Well, you know, the thing that I'm hard-pressed for, Dr. Lawrence, is when you have scientists, you know, which it should be a time-honored profession, when they make statements like this that are absolutely false, I mean, they should be chastised. They should be, you know, sanctioned to some degree to where it tells other scientists that you cannot be reckless with this kind of information, that being a scientist comes with a responsibility to the rest of creation, that you are pursuing the truth. I mean, and we follow the process. It's kind of like what galls me when the president comes out and says, well, you know, global warming is a fact. You know, global science is a fact. It's not even a scientific term. You know, it's the law. You know, it becomes a law. But, how do you get to the point that you're not even a scientist, but now you declare that it is a fact? I mean, doesn't that lead to question the veracity of the process here?
It really does. And it just brings us back to the point of how real this war is. Because Dr. Mary Schweitzer has discovered in the long bone of T-Rex, soft tissue, connective tissue, red blood cells, white blood cells, that cannot exist in a creature that allegedly died off 65 million years ago. And she's not alone. It's not an isolated event. Mark Armitage, a prior professor at Cal State University of Northridge, who lost his job as a result of publishing this information, but he found in the horn of a triceratops also connective tissue, osteocytes, that cannot exist in a creature that died off 65 million years ago. And so it's not just a war on truth, but it's an assault where if someone comes out and provides evidence that corroborates the Bible, they will lose their job.
Right.
It's
getting to the point that if you don't agree and you don't go lockstep with this and check in your brain at the door and go along with them, then they're going to use, they're starting to use the full force of the law. If it's the EPA or other government institutions to come against you, and of course in this particular case, you got somebody losing their job because they do what, the profession says that you should do, and that is, question.
That's correct. Dr. Robert Gentry, he also lost his job. He published information in granite, which is the bedrock of the continent, and he found in granite polonium halos, which is a radioactive element, and he found it without any descending heavier chain of element that it came from. In other words, no parental element, which would have left a curse or a mark in the granite. And he found polonium halos in their primordial original state as if a creative moment, not a parental descending through billions of years. So, and he lost his job too. So anytime a scientist comes out and publishes information, they're going to be chastised and ridiculed and mocked.
Yeah, the war on religion is multifaceted. And it is being attacked on all fronts. If you say there is a God, they're going to do everything they can to say there isn't. And we know that our education system was taken over, by people, you know, Darwinists, at the turn of the century. So for over 100 years, our educational system has been hijacked. And now to the point that, if you're a professor, the heck with tenure, heck with anything else. I mean, if you're not walking lockstep, then, like you say, you lose your job or you're going to lose your funding. Things that for many professors and researchers are so critical, right?
That's correct. And one of the things that turned Charles Darwin is when he went on the Beagle, he took his Bible, but he also took a book by Lyell. And Lyell was the precursor for the uniformitarian theory, which is that the rates we see of things today is the rates they've always been forever in the past, therefore no catastrophic event, therefore no global flood to explain the fossils, the layers of the crust and whatnot. And this is implied in 2 Peter 3, where God inspired Peter to write. He said, in the last days, mockers will come mocking, saying after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. That's the uniformitarian theory.
Yes, right.
And that's what turned Darwin into rejecting the creation account, and that's what turns our students, our young people today, to reject God, is because the opinions of evolutionary scientists are saying the uniformitarian theory allegedly explains everything.
As if it does.
as if it does. And case in point, I don't know how much time we have left, but
we got about a minute. About 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
If you ask an atheist, from everything we observe, this is the scientific method, everything we observe, we always and only observe life comes from life, specifically the prior life. And if you ask that atheist regarding DNA, genetics, we also observe and test that the DNA that governs all life only comes from the DNA of the prior life. Therefore, using the scientific method, the only logical, reasonable explanation you can come up with is that either the process of life begot life always continues in the past forever, which we know cannot be because the earth is finite, it has a beginning, or at some point in the past, an eternal life begot life on earth. That's the only things you can come up with the scientific method because of what we observe and test. What you cannot say is at some point in the past, life came from non-living material, and the DNA for life came from non-living material. That's where there's such a leap of faith that is against science.
Well, you know, and it's interesting. You know, they claim that you have to take a leap of faith to believe in the creation account. But where's their leap of faith considered?
Exactly. And I'll tell you another leap of faith that they do. When they try and explain all the origin of matter, they have two violations they'll either choose. And this is at the Big Bang. They'll either say nothing banged and out of the nothingness came everything. Well, that's a violation of the first law of thermodynamics, which is an increase in the total sum of energy and matter. So what scientists who are wiser are getting away from that and saying, okay, energy eternally existed in the singularity and that exploded. But that's a violation of the second law of thermodynamics because, which says it's entropy and it says everything decays, everything winds down. We observe this and see that energy cools off to a lower state, heat dissipates. So you cannot say energy eternally existed. That's a violation of the second law. So atheists are stuck with they either choose to violate the first law of thermodynamics, the conservation of energy, or they violate the second law of thermodynamics, entropy. A creationist starts with God, which is infinite and eternal, therefore cannot violate the first or second law, because when you have an infinite God and he brings about all the energy and matter in the universe, well, the formula starts with infinite God and still includes infinite God. So there's no change in the total sum. And you don't violate the second law, entropy, because an eternal God does not decay.
Exactly.
So, only from a creationist viewpoint do you not.
Well, Dr. Lawrence, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on. Dr. Troy Lawrence, as we discuss evolution versus creation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.